3, 2, 1.
What?
Am I on?
We were so off key on that.
You're in this alone. I'm not doing it.
Oh.
Do you know where that's from?
Paige, are you... You are like... You just... The energy.
Do you know what that's from?
Rocky music?
Thank you.
Is that what you're looking for? Yeah, I know it's from.
If you're from Philadelphia, I just want to make sure.
You're not from Philadelphia, so you don't really get to play this game, you little suburban.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hey, again.
I just feel so warm and welcome here in Meg's room in our second recording studio.
Mike, super short show.
Boop. We are so successful at this podcast that we actually have two recording studios.
We do.
My basement.
Yeah,
Meg's childhood room.
Yep. Paige's childhood basement.
What could be cooler than those two locations? I don't know. Do you know, Meg?
A TV set, Paige.
I didn't get it.
Like, if we had our own show.
Yeah,
you big idiot.
You lost me. Anyway.
Welcome back again, twice in 1 week.
What a treat.
How lucky are we
all? What a treat for the ears of our listeners.
What a treat, guys.
What a treat.
You're welcome.
What a Rice Krispies treat.
We're sorry. Thank you for listening. If you came back to this one after the last one,
we owe you $1 million, and I hope you won the lottery.
We don't, because I think it was interesting. I do.
I don't know, Meg.
I personally
don't know. What do you think, listeners? Email me.
Well, I can't hear you. It was amazing, they said.
I want to talk about something.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. It's a podcast. That's what we're here for.
You're not interested in this topic as much as I am.
That means it's golf or pink or Bravo show.
No, I like all three of those choices, but...
Give me a hint.
I'm just going to say it.
No, give me a hint.
Singer.
A country music, then.
Nope.
Taylor Swift. Oh, we're going to freaking talk about this.
So, we are recording this on a Tuesday. And if this comes out, if something else comes out before this is posted on Thursday, I'm going to cry. But anyway, she literally pulled the coolest move ever and cleared everything from her website, her Instagram, her Twitter, her Facebook, whatever. And it's completely blank. So us Swifties are in hysterics. I'm telling you, I'm freaking out. And then she posts two videos, one yesterday, one today, of just some snakes slithering.
I'm terrified of snakes, though. This is snakes. So unappealing.
So you know what this means, don't you?
She's into snakes or something.
Maybe. But... another album is coming.
But I'm saying, is the snake thing like, because it's everyone called her a snake?
The whole album? I think a single. I don't think she's going to. Or she'll drop the whole album. But Miley's album comes out on Friday, doesn't it?
No, the 29th of September.
All right, so right? Literally.
Wait, is this because everyone called her a snake? Because she was.
Yeah, she's like calling out the haters.
But like, wasn't she wrong?
Wrong about what?
Wasn't that whole situation, like, wasn't she actually wrong where everyone called her snake because the whole Kanye thing?
Whatever. She got caught up in a lie. It'll happen to the best of us.
All right. So, yes. The answer is yes.
I'm sorry. I'm excited. I hope, listeners, there's one of you out there who's excited as I am. Let's talk about it. You and I, because Meg is not interested. You and I could talk about
I'm not going to lie. I will jam to the music, but I don't buy into the theatrics of this all. Just record your music and release it and keep living your life.
I think it's cool.
I do.
So anyway, that was so anticlimactic for me because there was no one in the room to agree with me. But I'm soups excited. Soups.
Oh, soups.
Soups excited. What do you have to talk about? What do you want to talk about? I'm angry.
Why? Because you literally started off this conversation. Meg, I know that you're not interested in this topic. And because I am not interested in this topic, you are now displeased somehow.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
I just think it was a little rude that she overshadowed the eclipse that you talked about so much on the last podcast.
She didn't. Whatever. I saw the eclipse.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I don't know. Let's. Oh, wait.
Should we introduce our guest?
Wait. I'll tell my Wawa thing. I would just like to
wah, wah.
I just want to put a conspiracy theory out there. I want to put my feelers out there and see if anyone's feeling similarly. Let me start off with a small disclaimer. I think everything's a conspiracy theory. I currently think that our exterminator is putting bugs, crickets, see? In my house.
Bad timing. That was great timing, but bad timing. Okay.
I really think everything's a conspiracy if it doesn't go in my favor.
Right.
So, but seriously, hear me out here. So Hoagie Fest, great time of year, fabulous. Mm-hmm. Wawa, get hoagies, $4.99, I believe. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's wild.
For a classic.
It's great stuff.
Yep.
So I never get classics though. I always get shorties. Shorty all the way.
I'm a shorty.
Shorty all the way. Now, during
what's your hoagie of choice? I just want to hear.
Oh, I get chicken.
What?
Oh, I get chicken.
Oh, like.
Yeah. No, I get. Just. I get.
What kind of hoagie? I get chicken.
I get chicken.
Just chicken.
I get chicken.
Ugh.
I also get. I'm a turkey. I like a towel. Like I get them all. But chicken's my go-to.
Chicken, go on.
So I never can eat a classic. However, all during Hoagie Fest,
you can eat a classic.
I can eat a classic, and I actually did some research.
Oh,
very preliminary
I
stuff.
Hate when she does this stuff,
and and I had gotten a shorty, and I had gotten a classic, and the classics are smaller during Hoagie Fest. Okay, they're smaller. I really think they are.
So they're pulling a Subway.
Wait. So now I go to Wawa the other day. Hoagie Fest is over. What do I order? A classic. Because I'm like, I can eat it. And now they're huge again. They're so big. And I mean, I ate the whole thing because like, I'm not going to waste food.
Right.
But I'm like, this is a conspiracy. They're making them. So you're like, wait, I'm going to get the classic because it's cheap. And then you get it. And then they brainwash you. Mm-hmm. And you get the normal classic. And then you get, what is that thing? Conditioned to getting them.
What's that thing again? Oh.
If anyone's seen the picture from Always Sunny where Charlie has the map and he's trying to figure out the mailroom stuff, that's me with this Wawa conspiracy right now.
Sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
Wawa, if any representatives want to come forward and talk to us about this.
And if you want to offer me free classics to test my theory.
We will have you on the podcast.
I like chicken.
To tell us first and for all.
Just chicken.
Is there chicken?
No, I get chicken, ketchup, cheese, and sometimes bacon if I'm feeling crazy.
What kind of cheese? A mare?
A mare, yeah.
Not a ched?
Sometimes, but usually mare. Usually mare.
Little ched.
I don't like Swiss because I don't like the little holes in it. Freaks me out.
What's that thing called you have?
Trichophilia?
The circle, the hole stuff?
Yeah, I can't.
I actually went through a BuzzFeed article the other day about it. And
I saw it.
Boy, did I have chills.
Did it make you uncomfortable?
It did.
It makes you wildly uncomfortable.
But like, because those are all exaggerated pictures.
Oh, I can't think about them.
I know. Sorry. Mm. So if you have that out there, listeners, Meg has it.
I do.
She can relate.
But if anyone feels similarly about the Wawa thing, please outreach me. Let's band together because Wawa is an institute of this city. It's a guiding light and we need it to be good to us.
Well, speaking of food and hoagies, let's bring in our next.
Oh, guest. She has a music plan.
Yeah. You know who it is. Girl from Fox Chase.
She lives in Jenkintown. She lives in Rockwood, actually.
She what? Girl from.
Previously.
Suburbs. Previously. St. Basil Academy's finest. Soccer star.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
Meg's game man.
Hello?
There you go.
Hello? Meg was giving me the death stare.
Can you hear her?
I was just telling her to hold the mic closer so we could all hear her stupid voice.
It's Amanda, by the way. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
How you been?
Oh, since the last podcast? Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah. She's been pretty good.
Meg, stop, please.
I know. Just don't look at her. Look at me. So you're here today.
I am.
Can I make a comment? So Man is kind of giving a part two of a story. It's a standalone story.
Yes.
But if you listen to it in conjunction with our episode 10 podcast where we're all drunk.
What's your function?
If you listen,
Schoolhouse Rock.
It's amazing. Mm. If you listen to it in conjunction with our 10th podcast, which we were drunk for, which we kind of suggested that might have not been our best, go back and listen because the goat story is hilarious and the sober rendition of part two was amazing. Well, will be, I hope, if you don't screw it up.
Some people are sober. Just kidding. Although hilarious. It did crack a drink in honor of this story because it really fits perfectly. You know, it is the root of all evil of this story.
We get it. You're drinking on a Tuesday. Cool.
It's the Spiked Seltzer.
What flavor?
Valencia Orange. It's the one with the mermaid on it.
I love the mermaid.
That's all
one.
I can tell you. Yeah, it's just the mermaid. Wait, one. There's a clam one as well.
Yeah, I think the mermaid. I think the clam, and then there's Truly.
Truly tastes like just water. Like, there's no seltzer in it.
It's all right. I like the lime a lot.
I like the grapefruit.
I'm a big fan
all right, well,
of the lime. So you drink the grapefruit.
Lime sounds good,
I'll
actually.
Drink the lime.
Lime sounds good.
I mean,
good.
These are key
Put
to the story.
The lime and the coconut and mix it all up. Go on.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So take us back to the day on the beach.
Yeah. So I like Meg said, it's like it's kind of a part two, Why but not really a part two.
Going into the past.
They always got to make sound effects in the background. Not Twilight,
so guys. We're actually in the front ground because it's our podcast. Ooh. So
okay. Okay. Got her. Amanda, floor is yours for okay. a second. Go on.
Until we decide it's not.
We decide it's not.
Floor is yours. Don't mess up.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Don't mess this up.
Stop, please. The guys are staring at me and it's really intimidating.
Shout out to Beck who is here supporting us and she's studying. Cheers
Don't
to Beck.
Call her out.
Why?
She's in a zone right now.
It's a nice shout
she's
out.
She's in the zone. Anyway.
AutoZone. AutoZone if you'd like to sponsor.
You guys are the sponsors. Anyway, so yeah, Spike Seltzer. It's the root of all evil in the story.
It's delicious.
So.
Oh, it is. I was being a jerk. Isn't
no,
it?
Yeah, it really is. That's yeah, it makes me a jerk. Shocker.
Okay, I admitted it, guys.
Yes.
Go on.
So, me and my sister. Oh, wait, hold on one second.
Oh, my God.
Mary?
Oh,
Mary?
It was Mary.
It was Mary. Mary okay.
Could have paid me $1 million.
Okay, so me and my sister and my boyfriend. Shout out to you guys. Hey, what's up?
Shout out.
We went down to Ocean City to see my dad and Mary. You know, Mary from The Good Story. And my dad and Mary had rented out a condo for the weekend. So Gabby, my sister, introduced me first to these mermaid seltzers that weekend. I had never had one before then. So, of course, it brings them to the
and
beach. They're a perfect beach drink.
From there.
Yeah, pretty much. But they're the perfect beach drink. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're pretty good. So, actually, I don't have many on the beach. I was just kind of chilling. Yeah. Like, it was hot
Taking
as hell.
It easy.
I literally couldn't breathe. It was so
sipping
hot.
Sipping when you wanted. Sipping
exactly.
when you didn't.
So, Gabby's pounding them. Just throwing them
my
at
my girl.
Yeah.
Shit.
Just pounding them. I mean, to the point where she put a towel over her legs and peed in her chair. Yeah.
Happens to the best.
I mean, this no. Is, she did it, like, without fail. Like, it was professional. Like, anyway. So, my dad and Mary come down to the beach about halfway through the day.
Nice.
And
would you say, like, a 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
Maybe, yeah, maybe 2. Okay. I don't know. We got down there pretty early.
I like
so,
timeline.
Mary's like, oh, what are you guys drinking? Like, can I have one? And Gab is like, sure, you can have one. Whatever. So, Mary then starts.
You okay, Meg?
Hey, I'm good.
Pounding them. Mary's. Pounding them. So Gabby and Mary just pounding them. Everyone else is like, okay. So by the time we leave the beach, Mary and Gabby are just
three sheets to the wind.
Yeah, thank you. I was
Why
looking for a perfect
that?
Thing.
I'm gonna look up the history of that song. Yeah. Makes it
please,
sense.
Later. While we're telling the story, please say right I actually have no one I don't understand either. But anyway, so yeah, there's three sheets to the wind. So we head back to the condo and Gabby, my dad, and Roz, my boyfriend. Shout out, Roz.
Oh,
hey.
My God. So many shout outs.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
They go to park the cars. Guys, don't tell me to shut up. I can make my shout outs when necessary.
We did give her the floor.
You did. So, anyway, they go to park the cars. And so while they're parking the cars, I'm stuck with Mary. And like I said, I was not feeling it as much as she was.
Right.
So she just goes off. And if you know anything about Mary from the last story, she's a chatterbox. She loves to socialize and she loves to get her word out.
Love
so
it.
So she's just like chatting me up. Like just like, I don't even know what she's
like
talking
has
about.
Like in a corner.
Yeah, no, like
really
literally in a corner. We were sitting on a deck and I was sitting in the corner of the deck and she was just like, I don't even know what the hell she was talking about by the end.
Right.
But she like it started off with like, I love your dad and your dad's so great and la 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 la. And he's just such a great
influence. Meta, you're...
Up, good.
Yeah, but don't move it because it keeps going.
On the lips. Okay. Yeah, so it's you know, sort of like, I love him. He's so great. He's the best. Da, 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 but we fight. Da, 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 da. Like, it was just like on and off. Like, the emotion was just like.
High and low. High.
It was a
high
and low. Yeah, it was a little intimidating. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to, like, jump in the shower.
Mm-hmm, sounds good.
So.
She follow you?
She didn't, but close. So Roz comes back from parking the car first. And my dad and Gabby are still out parking the cars. And he comes in, and I don't find this out till later, but I'm in the shower getting, you know, clean from the beach.
That's what you do.
And I get out later, and Roz is like, yo, I don't know what's up with Mary, but she just told me to, like, jump in the shower with you.
Ooh.
Mm, yeah.
Ooh.
Red flag.
Red flag, especially because my dad showed up, like, 10 minutes later.
There you go. Perfect.
Okay. So I was like, weird. Ooh, we were all like, ooh, red flag. Ooh. I was like, thank you for not jumping in the shower with me because my dad would have killed you.
Yeah, maybe.
With a knife.
And because like, you need to like properly wash your hair. Yeah. That's not... It wouldn't
condition.
I mean, that's not even it's my not concern fun for as much anybody. As, like, my father walking in.
Well, yeah, that too, yeah, obviously.
God, Mary.
Yeah, Mary, please. Mary, relax.
Goodness.
So anyway, so now we're like all starving. Gabby and Mary are on a whole other level, and me, my dad, and Roz are kind of like, ooh.
I love that.
What do we do? So anyway, they continue to drink. Mary has one literally on the car over to this restaurant we
Rotunda.
Go to. Where did we go? Oh, some crab place right outside Ocean City. Do you know what it's called?
The Crab and Trap.
Yes, the Crab Trap. Thank
I swear
you.
I thought you just made that up. And no, I was gonna shut up.
Yeah, it was. No, it was called the Crab Trap. That's thank you.
Of course it was.
So
I remember things / I know where it's at.
Yeah. So the night starts to go sour immediately because my dad's looking for a parking spot. But like
that's
all the spots around the
most
crab
popular
trap.
Restaurant in yeah. that area.
So most everybody of the parking the spots are for the hotel, which is like right behind
yep.
it.
Yep.
So Mary keeps saying, oh, just park there. Who cares? Just park there. And my dad's like,
no,
see? Like literally, yeah, they like literally getting like twitchy. And so finally me and Roz are like, no, don't listen to them. Cause my sister say the same thing. Just park wherever. So we finally find the right.
Things
are
so easy when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Like, you're just so easy.
Absolutely so easy. If I wish I was drunker for this night because it just gets worse. So we finally find like a real parking spot. And we walk into the restaurant. There's like a 30-minute wait. Mm. Fine. Whatever.
Typical. Down the
we
shore.
We get the little buzzer thing.
Mm-hmm. Love those.
So Mary takes the buzzer. And Mary and Gabby walk over to the bar to get another beer.
Drink. Yeah.
Of course. Let's get another drink. I mean, they're already there.
Why when not? You're on the train, you don't stop. You just exactly. keep going.
So
right, absolutely.
So me, Roz, and my dad are waiting by the front door. And there's two... grown men, mm-hmm. I would say about 40s or 50s, Kay. Two of them, that's it, dancing on the dance floor to a live band.
Together?
That's it. No, just separately.
Separately.
Just two of them.
Just bopping all on
yeah,
alone.
Just bopping along. One guy's wearing pretty basic outfit. Another guy is wearing American flag pants.
Of course.
A cutoff t-shirt.
What else would you wear to dance alone in the crab trap?
Exactly. So American pants, white tank top, bandana.
Right.
Okay.
So literally the guy from Napoleon Dynamite.
Exactly.
Exactly him.
Exactly. So me, Roz, and my dad are talking, and my dad makes a joke. That's the kind of guy that Mary should be with, like this big goofy dork, like dancing on the dance floor.
Right. Of course.
So as we're laughing about the joke, what happens? The guy in the American pants walks over to Mary and tries to drag her out on the dance floor.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Knowing my dad from the last story, ooh. You should know that did not go well.
No.
So my dad starts making a beeline to Mary and the man in the pants. And I'm like,
now, are they dancing or are they just chit-chatting?
No. He's still pulling her on the floor. Like, he hasn't even gotten
her
on the
floor. Your dad quick fire reaction.
And I'm going, Roz, he's going to kill him. He's going to kill him.
Yes.
My dad's going to kill him. Oh my God, you guys are distracting me so
sorry,
bad.
This girl that we hate just posted an Instagram. Oh, actually, I can't really say it. Never mind. I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
I'll tell you later.
You guys are distracting me so bad,
sorry,
though.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I'm so upset.
I'm just really curious, but that's okay. Anyway, so my dad beelines to this guy in the American pants. We're just going to call him Mr. America, right?
Okay. Mr. America.
So my dad beelines for Mr. America.
Do you know
America.
His actual name?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
It's
I just thought.
Miranda. Why would she know his
name? Why did I just sound like you needed a nickname?
No.
She likes nicknames.
So I'm like, Rossi's going to punch him in the face. Like, this is it. Like, we're getting kicked out. We're not eating here. Like, this is the end. He might get arrested. My dad's going to get arrested. But he doesn't. He's so like an adult about it. Shocker. He's an adult. He goes up to Mary and he's like, give me the buzzer thing. And that's like a cue enough for that guy
yeah, like
to like back
the
fuck off. Sorry, I'm not
you're
allowed
fine.
To curse.
You can curse.
Okay, well, you gave me a face last time.
Nobody's
anyway.
Stopping you.
So my dad immediately goes,
I'm the only one that curses.
I'm not dealing with this shit and walks outside, right? And I'm like, oh God, he's leaving.
Right.
We were wrong again. He was just getting some air.
Mm-hmm. Needed cool off.
So then Mary comes up to me. She's like, what's the big deal? What happened? Blah, 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 blah. So drunk. I didn't even do anything. Blah, 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 blah. The guy just came up to me. Blah, 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 blah. So we're all like, okay, just like, just go stand over there. It's not a big deal. Like, he'll come back
it's
when he's ready.
Good.
I said, no, I'm going to go talk to him.
Oh, bad idea.
Bad idea.
Yeah, another twitch of the eye. So she goes outside and says God knows whatever to him. And we're all, me, Gabby, and Roz are sitting there like, ooh, fuck. Like, the rest of the dinner's going to suck. And we were so right. So whatever. She comes in.
Oh, boy, were they right.
Yeah,
oh
were we
boy,
right.
Were we right.
So my dad, I mean, Mary comes in alone. And she's like, he's just mad. He won't talk to me. La, 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 la. I was like, yeah, I told you that. You probably should just stay inside. We would have waited. He comes back in and buzzes, of course, puts it in the basket. We go sit at our table. So everything's fine for a little bit. We're all just kind of like relaxing.
Is everyone like at this point like, oh, I think I'm going to order the Caesar salad.
Yeah, we're just, we're being chill.
What are you going to get? Maybe I'll have a Diet Coke.
That sounds amazing.
Is everyone okay? Okay?
I mean, that couldn't be more on point.
Is it cool enough in here for you all? The beach was nice today. I think I may have gotten some sunburn, but yeah. So I'll have the Caesar.
Gotta watch out for that sun.
Sunscreen, SPF. Go on.
No, that's 100% what it was like. So we're all like treading on like ice shells, you know, pretty much. And so we're all like talking to the person next to us, keeping it real chill. So then I guess it becomes my fault at this point. So I like made
Amanda.
A comment. I know.
Boo.
But I made a comment about.
Where is it?
There you go.
Amanda.
So I made a comment or like a joke about the guy in the pants, Mr. America. So I made a joke about Mr. America. And we all started laughing. And Mary was like,
did your dad laugh?
Mary was like, yeah. Mary was like, what's so funny? And I was like, oh, nothing. Don't worry about it. Expecting my dad to get the hint, like, don't say what you said. But he doesn't give a shit because it's my dad. So he goes, oh, you know, I told them that's the kind of guy you should be with.
Oh.
And we, but still at this point thought like, oh, it would just be kind of funny. Like not, you know, taking it to another level.
Right.
Well, let me tell you.
Oh, here we go.
Man up. You're out. No, you push it back in.
A man?
You're in.
Okay. Am I in still?
You're in still.
Okay.
It's a finicky mic.
It's a little finicky, but that's okay.
Man, it's wild and reckless over there.
It's only the most up-to-date equipment.
Anyway, so Mary turns to my dad. I have to keep thinking before I say the name Mary, by the way. But,
yeah. Oh,
so
no,
Mary turns
really
to my
well.
Dad, and she's like, why would that be the kind of guy I should be with? And my dad being a dumbass in this situation, great all the rest of the night, but this situation, a dumbass, he was like, you know, he's just like kind of goofy and stupid and like he just really fits up your alley.
Oh my God.
And you think Mary would just be like, all right, like whatever, and just drop it. No. Middle of the restaurant.
Well, she's wasted.
Pretty quiet. Exactly. Middle of the restaurant. Pretty quiet. Mm. Pretty, you know, it's pretty nice. It's not
yeah,
like.
It's a nice restaurant.
It's not like a dive.
No,
right.
No dive. Right.
That's really fucking disrespectful. Loud as shit. Oh, really? That's really fucking disrespectful. Motherfucker. Like, just going off.
Oh,
so we're already
God.
All sitting there like, yikes.
Like, yikes.
Like, we're all, like, twitching in our seats. Like, ooh. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So the waitress
That's
comes
amazing.
Around.
That's
she
amazing.
Takes our order.
Did the waitress sense that there had been some
tension?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Poor
Not
waitress.
By this point, but at some point she did.
That's hilarious.
So, okay. So she comes over. She takes her order. Mary gets a bottle of Prosecco. For
bottle?
Like a mini.
Oh,
like
I
a
thought
mini
you
bottle.
Meant she's like, I'll take a whole bottle.
Yeah.
She probably
boy.
Did mean a whole bottle, but she got a mini.
The waitress was like, no, no.
So
no.
We're all like, are you sure you want that? You sure? But anyway, so she gets the bottle of Prosecco. We order all our appetizers, and we're all sitting there talking, like, the whole
did
disrespectful thing.
Did you get a
thing.
Drink at this point?
I didn't. I wish I did. Oh. But then again,
Gabby,
I wish
like, sober at this point?
No, Gabby's still drunk.
Okay.
Gabby makes it worse later.
That's right.
Yeah. So, anyway, so we're all just sitting there. The disrespectful part has now passed, and we're waiting for the drinks and the appetizers, and Mary just, like, gets up and walks away, says nothing. Says
nothing.
Am I in?
Nope.
Am I in?
Just yep. Hold that bottle.
Did I say says nothing? She
yep.
Says nothing?
Yeah, she said okay. Nothing.
I'm sorry, guys. This mic
no,
is so
No, that's my
finicky.
Fault.
Anyway.
Do you want to hold my mic?
No, it's okay. So she just walks away, and we're all like, okay, maybe she's going to the bathroom. That's normal to think, right?
Yeah, she's had a lot of drinks.
So we're all sitting there. We're just hanging out. The appetizers come.
What'd you have?
I had some clams. And you know what brings me back to the last podcast? I asked her to keep the empty bowl because I wanted to dip my bread in the juice.
That's normal.
Yeah.
That's not making
Although
a
I
joke.
Never used it because the dinner gets
Here we go.
So much weirder.
Continue.
But anyway. So
proud of you for doing
She
that.
Comes back. Am I still in? Yeah. Okay. So she comes back mid appetizers. The waitress comes over to get more drinks. Mary orders another thing of clams. We're all very confused.
Another clams.
Yeah.
All of your clams.
I'll have more clams, please. I'll have more clams, please. Sits for 10 minutes. Gets up again.
Mm.
And the clams did come.
Did she eat any?
She did.
All of them?
Probably.
A couple of clams.
Yeah. I think I probably finished the rest of them. But anyway. Really not good. You did. Story.
What a trooper.
But anyway. So before she leaves for the second time, we say, hey,
where are you going?
Where are you going? What's up? She's like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom. So, of course, all of us are going,
where were you the first time?
Where were you the first time? But we don't ask her. Because
which, like, still blows my mind. Like, yeah. Like, we didn't ask her. Where on God's green earth were you, woman?
We didn't ask her first time. But then, so she leaves a second time. And Gabby, here's where Gabby makes it worse, turns around and goes, are you fucking kidding me? And we're like, what? She's like, it's literally so awkward. I'm going to throw up. Gabby. Like, to my dad. Who my dad is.
Wait, can I say, though, I can see Gabby completely doing that sober,
Gabby.
Too.
Gabby.
Oh, yeah. She would have done this.
Yeah, amazing.
Like, turns to my dad. She's like, this is so awkward. I'm literally going to die. Like, you have to do something about it. I can't stand it anymore.
Gabby.
And me and Roz are like, ugh, like, pulling our collars. Like, this is the worst thing that could ever happen. Because before that, my dad had just been, like, holding it together.
Yeah.
Like, you can see his skin vibrating. Like, it's that bad. But he's, like, he's keeping his composure. He's been so good. I'm like, Gabby, why did you do that? Because now she's just giving him the right to turn around. Just be like, shut the fuck up, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So we're like, all right, you know what? Maybe she just went to call someone.
Right, make a quick call.
Maybe she's just, like, bitching, you know? And she's coming back and she's good. And she actually did go to the bathroom.
Maybe she doesn't feel good.
Right.
The clams.
Yeah.
Could have been the clams.
Well, no. She didn't eat the clams back. She came back the second time, ate the clams, devoured the clams. Actually, it was terrifying the way she ate those clams.
Well that's not a waste, at least. I'm glad that she...
Yeah.
Enough about the clams.
Right.
Get to the meat.
So, funny because... So, the main courses come in, and Mary is just like... on another one. So we had all at the table secretly come to the conclusion that she never went to the bathroom or called anyone. She went to the bar.
Bum, bum, bum.
And she was taking shots by herself, 100%, because she came back like inebriated, barely could stand. It was hilarious. So she's eating her meal and like very verbally and very loudly making comments about how good her meal is. Like, oh my God, this is so good. Like,
oh my God.
Just like, ridiculous. Drops her fork on the ground. She's like, oh, I dropped my fork on the ground. Oh God, what am I gonna do? And then Gabby, still a little drunk, offers Mary a piece of food.
Do you want to?
Mary's like, oh my God, this is so good. Like, and then for the remainder of the meal, continues to eat off of Gabby's plate.
It's amazing.
Like, and Gabby's just like, okay. Like, she's just like stabbing away. And she
keeps
making...
Why you never offer your food to anyone.
And
ever.
Like, throughout the meal, she keeps making comments towards Mr. Pants or Mr. America, whatever
towards
I call
him. Towards or
like,
about?
Like, about.
Oh, about.
Like, you know, sorry, you're right. It was about, not towards.
That could have been
wrong. Anyway, bad. Like, about him towards my dad.
Okay.
So, Roz goes to the bathroom.
Roz was probably like... Yeah. Uber, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Mom, Dad, people are drinking. Please come pick me up.
Please, Mom.
So Roz goes back to the bathroom and says something about like how crowded the bar is. Like, I don't know. Something like really like
oh my God,
not a big deal.
I have to set up for this. Hold on.
And Mary goes, wow, Roz, you're really going to bring up the bar? You know, it's a sensitive subject. We can't talk about the bar. Like, so effing loud. And my dad is sitting there, like I said, like, vibrating like with anger, and I'm like, oh my God, he's going to kill her, like he might murder her. And she's like, God, Roz, you're gonna ruin the night talking about the bar, it's such a sensitive subject. Oh, and Roz is like pretty awkward himself, so he's sitting there like
he's really like, what?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what he's doing. So anyway, we're like, all right, we're gonna let that drop. And my dad's the whole time just saying like, yeah, hey, yeah, let's like,
are people around you
yes.
Noticing?
Okay. Yes. Absolutely. Everyone in the restaurant is like, what is this circus over here?
It's amazing.
So we're all like, yikes. So me and Roz ordered like this big order of like king crab legs. Yeah. And we couldn't finish them all. So we...
Did you get them to go?
No, we even worse. We offer them to the other people at the table. And what? I said, Gabby, do you want any crabs? No, I'm okay. Jen, do you want any crabs? No, I'm okay. Dad, do you want any crabs? I did.
You did.
Oh, wow. Mary, quite contrary. Anyway, so
if you hadn't even said that, I wouldn't have known.
I said, Mary, do you want any crabs? No, I'm okay. Dad, do you want any crabs? Mary goes, oh, he doesn't want any crabs. He's already had those, and he really doesn't like them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And for all you listeners out there who might not know, she was talking about the STD crabs, not the food crabs. So yeah, I think just so you know, just want to make that clear.
I thought that was clear, but
probably
yeah,
the most uncomfortable part. Well, I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows it's the most uncomfortable part of the entire night. And again, my dad is literally
at this
point,
I would have just like flipped the table and been like, Jack.
Yeah. No, my dad was like, okay, okay. But then, by the way, afterwards, Mary does take the crabs. She eats them. Right. So I don't know why she said
no
in the first place.
How long is this dinner?
Long.
This
too
is like,
long.
This
long.
Is yeah. way. This is probably this, like.
We didn't get out there until probably like 10:30.
They probably kept you
too long.
Longer because it was entertaining. They were like, don't give that table their food fast.
Yeah. So
what happens?
So the crab thing happens.
Marinade.
We're all done. We're like, you know what? Can't do anything.
I
would have
been like, I'm walking home to Philadelphia.
Because like those are like the main things, but like she's still making like tiny
side
remarks
comments,
the entire dinner. So then at this point, we're like, all right, we need to get out of here. And like, we're doing it like uncomfortable. Like, yeah, we really need to get out of here. So what does Mary do? Mm. Unbeknownst to the cues being about her, she's like, you know what? You're right. We do need to get out of here. Stands up out of her chair.
Oh, no.
Puts her hand on her hip and goes, I'm just going to wait for them to notice me so they know to bring the check. Oh, my God. We're all like, Mary, please sit down. Please, Mary, sit down. They've already spit in all of our food. Please sit down.
Yeah, Mary.
Meanwhile,
please.
She's still like bending over and eating off of Gabby's plate the whole time.
She's just like
a snapper or something. Like, wasn't anything special? But
she's like eating through the table at this point. Like, the fork is
and we're like, oh my fucking God! Like, this is the worst. So then.
Such a good story.
We get her to sit down.
It's amazing.
Thank
I wish I was there.
God, we get her to sit down. We're all sweating. We're like, this is the worst night ever. And me and Gabby are just sitting there like, our dad's going to jail. Like, he's going to commit murder tonight, and he's going to jail.
And Roz probably is like,
I'm never going out to eat with these people ever again. No.
I would never want to, if I was you, I wouldn't want to go out to dinner.
No. Yeah. So the waitress probably comes, we pay, we leave, thank God. And we go back to the condo, and we were all, like, ready to go out. But then at this point, we're all exhausted because it was, like, I don't know how we kept ourselves composed this whole time. So we just, like, all hang out. And my dad goes.
Did you start drinking at home?
Didn't. Oh. Thank God.
No, not thank God.
How,
I would have.
I don't know how you did not.
Because I was watching out for murder. I was, like, on murder duty.
Oh, no, because then you can't be called in, and you're, like, I was blacked out. I don't know what to do.
I should have done that. But anyway. So my dad goes to sit on the porch. He goes and sits on the porch. He's doing his own thing. He's like, I'm just going to do my own thing.
Tapping out.
So what does Mary do?
Sits right next to him.
The whole night. We're all like, yo. So we had the blinds open. We're like watching them. He was so well behaved. Guys, I'm so impressed.
I think you have to give like just, I know you did the last one. Just give like a quick like 3 bullet point synopsis of your dad, Jew, because I feel like people are like, well, yeah, your dad obviously didn't kill his girlfriend.
Well, he got rid of a goat.
Yeah.
Secretly. Head to toe covered in tattoos.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thinks he's a Super Saiyan from Dragon Ball Z.
Yep. Boom.
So,
there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Boom. You're welcome. So, anyway.
Pretty much covers it.
Yeah. So, well, something must have happened because the next morning we all wake up. Mary does not touch a single alcoholic beverage. At all.
Mm-mm.
Not one.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't have like a Bloody Mary. Doesn't have
a mimosa.
Thank you. Does not go anywhere near the seltzers. So something must have been said because she didn't go near them.
Also, she was probably wildly hungover.
Oh,
probably.
100%.
Well, to our knowledge, we also find out that was her first time drinking in about 5 years. So whoops, you know, yeah. So
whoop, there it is.
Yeah, whoop, there it is. Whoop. But again, another happy ending to my stories. I know they always sound like so terrible. They are still together, and they are very lovely right now.
Has Mary had seltzer since?
Mary has not had any more seltzer since that time. But they are still living together.
Is she back on the sauce? Is she back on the sauce?
She's not back on the sauce. No sauce has been put back on that person.
Probably.
I don't know.
For hey,
I
didn't good. Know
probably for saying. Good. Yeah. Probably for good. But, you know, she's alive. And I think that's, like, the main key of the story. Yeah. But, yeah. Great dinner story.
What are your key takeaways from this story?
Don't drink seltzers and then go out to a family dinner. Just don't.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Wise words.
The mermaid one, guys. Dangerous.
Yep.
Wow. I feel emotionally drained from that story.
It's just phenomenal.
There were highs. Every time you think. There were what? There were no's.
I just need to point out, like, the funniest part about this story is that the guy in question was a guy wearing American flag pants.
Another bandana.
Another takeaway.
Yeah, the crap trap's really going downhill, it sounds like.
Another takeaway. Don't wear American flag shorts.
Pants. They were all the way down.
Oh, God. It was a pant.
Like, guys, it was none of it was necessary. None of it. It was ridiculous.
But if you're gonna
have, it wasn't 4th of July weekend, was it?
No, it wasn't.
You're gonna wear American flag pants. Like,
it was.
Is that the place to do it?
It was.
No,
it was. Is that the place to do it? Because I kind of think yeah. Where else are you gonna wear them?
You've never been.
Don't even buy them, Meg. Don't even buy them.
Well, why? If you see them, you're not gonna not buy them.
No, don't even mind.
Joe has a pair of pants with the Captain America seals all over, right?
I'm sure he has a pair of pants with Captain America seal on them. Maybe he's warped me. Maybe. Oh, I have to reevaluate my life.
But, like, just so everyone knows, like, Mary and my dad are good. They have no goat.
Thank God.
They have no goat.
Right. No goat.
But they do have two ducks.
Two ducks.
One was eaten by a fox.
Yep. No crabs.
Oh, no crabs.
We're good.
No crabs, literally or figuratively.
Next time I see her,
you're not going to say anything.
I'm just going to think of that.
You're
going
to think, and so are all your frosted flakes, right?
Yeah,
but they don't know Mary.
They don't know Mary.
Can I circle?
I don't know.
Can I circle back to something that we said earlier in the podcast?
Wow,
in case you were wondering.
Oh, three sheets to the wind.
Yeah, I have the definition. Answer. So to be three sheets to the wind is drunk. The sheet is the line that controls the sails on a ship. If the line is not secured, the sail flops in the wind and the ship loses headway and control. If all three sails are loose, the ship is out of control. So by saying you're three sheets to the wind, they're literally saying you're a drunk ship. You're a drunk, unsteady, off-course ship.
Speaking of ships, I have a really good ending note to end on.
Yeah.
Speaking of ships.
And my riddle, but yeah.
Some ships are made of wood. All right. Some ships are made of steel.
Oh my God.
But the best ships are friendships because those ships are real.
All right. Well, that was just.
That goes out to all the frosted flakes out there. We're going to end.
Oh, wait. What? Oh, you're right.
Ending on a riddle?
No, I didn't say the answer to the riddle.
Are we not done?
Because we swooped right in.
Swoop.
We swooped to talk about dumb Taylor Swift.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was excited.
No, I know.
Oh, so we could. Let's
see. So let me say the answer to the first riddle.
Oh, I thought we did, but we didn't.
No, that's what I was saying.
Darn riddles get me every
time. So the riddle from 2 days ago was, how many bananas can you eat if your stomach is empty?
And Amanda secretly said a bunch.
Which is not true.
And I swore. I was like, that's the answer. She's a genius.
May I ask you why you thought that was the answer?
Because you buy a bunch of bananas, right?
Yeah, but
or is that a bunch of grapes?
I think it's a bunch of.
Okay, so then I was like, oh my God. Like, yes, that has to be the answer.
Okay, well, it's not. And spoiler alert, it's not. The answer is just one. Because after you eat one banana, your stomach's not empty anymore.
I hate that.
I love
that's
it.
Not
the crowd goes wild.
I hate you.
Paige,
riddles.
Paige is such a fraud. She only likes the one she gets right, aka
I've never gotten a riddle right.
Never gotten,
and I never
right.
will.
And you've never liked a riddle yet. So
my brain doesn't work in riddles. Yours does. Mine works in beep boop pop,
beep boop pop,
and yours is.
Oh, I like mine.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it. Okay, so this week's riddle. Amanda, don't screen the answer.
Amanda,
out.
It was not a bunch.
She knew.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Damn.
I thought you were spot on.
Wait, how much time do we have? Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Can I ask? Okay. I can ask this offline. Off the air. Yeah.
Off the record.
So this next riddle.
Is this a two-parter?
Is this too difficult?
It's four lines. Just,
it's on squiggly brain teasers for kids, so you better get this.
Oh.
I have cities, but no pavement.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Scratch it.
I have streets, but no pavement. Cities, but no buildings. I have forests, but no trees. And I have rivers, yet no water. I'll read it one more time. I have streets, but no pavement. Cities, but no buildings. Forests, but no trees. Rivers, yet no water. And I already can see that Amanda's going to fight me on this answer. So
I feel
we'll
like
see.
This is one of those riddles that you need to see on paper.
I mean,
so
I
everybody
I
get your pencil and your notepad out.
Arboretum. Yep, it's you got it, because every
arboretum.
Kid knows what an arboretum is.
All right, well, boy, is that a thinker.
You have the whole weekend to ponder.
My brain is a churning.
Is it churning?
It's churning.
Is it pumping out answers?
Choo-choo.
That's a dream.
I don't know how I did that. Thanks again, y'all.
Always a pleasure. I hope this one was more streamlined.
Well, we just had Amanda talking.
Mess. That
You're
was
welcome.
The last one.
No, that was, boy, was that story a thinker as well. My brain is shut down.
It's done for the night.
It's done.
Turn it off. Turn the lights off. Lock the door.
Turn the lights off.
Okay,
I gotta go. See you around, y'all.
Bye.
Thanks for being you.